Buongiorno everybody and welcome to a very special episode of the ID Element. And for a special episode, we need a special guest. And we are here with Stuart Kwan, Group Program Manager in the Identity and Security Division.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stuart. Thank you for being with us. So, what are we announcing today?
We're very pleased to announce the general availability of Active Directory Federation Services 2.0.
All right. Yeah, I know that a lot of people were waiting precisely for this moment. So, how much is this thing going to cost?
Active Directory Federation Services 2.0 is a component of Windows, so it's licensed with Windows Server. If you've paid for Windows Server, then you have the licenses for Active Directory. It doesn't cost anything extra.
Fantastic. So, if you have Windows, basically, you can have it for free.
Yes.
Fantastic. And so, requirements, what do I need for running it?
ADFS itself runs on Windows Server 2008 or Windows Server 2008 R2. It will run on the standard edition or higher of Windows Server. And you can use it with an Active Directory, which is Windows Server 2003. So you don't have to have all of your Active Directory upgraded to Windows Server 2008 for you to use it. It just layers right on top of it.
That's great. And is it a separate download?
Yes, it's a separate web download. It's fairly easy to get and install. Go to microsoft.com/ADFS. And another thing to note is that you don't need to make any schema extensions or anything like that. You can put it in place within an existing Active Directory and get going very quickly.
Fantastic. So now that we got all the various factlets out of the way, why is this important?
Well, when we set out to build Active Directory Federation Services and the Windows Identity Foundation, we were trying to make it easier to build secure applications, identity-aware applications, by extending the .NET framework with Windows Identity Foundation, by extending Active Directory with ADFS into these new scenarios. Mainly, it was about helping people build applications that could work between companies a lot more efficiently, make it easier to build the application, easier to deploy it, easier to manage the application. There's a couple of out-of-the-box examples of that. We work with SharePoint 2007 across companies. We work with SharePoint 2010. Across companies. Another really important scenario that ADFS is going to be involved in is if you're building cloud applications or using cloud services, you want to secure your access to those cloud services. ADFS is going to play an important role helping you project your Active Directory into the cloud. Of course, the whole thing is based on this strata that we call the claims-based identity architecture. And it's about getting user information and sending it with the user when they're going to an application at another company or in the cloud. ADFS can extract that user information from AD, unsurprisingly, from Active Directory lightweight directory services. We can extract user information from SQL databases out of the box. We also have extensibility points so that if you want to get user data from other places, custom stores or other things, then you can build plugins to Active Directory to do that, to Active Directory Federation Services to do that. The other thing that's really important to know about ADFS is it's built entirely on industry standard protocols. So the SAML protocol, the WS Federation protocol, the WS Trust protocol are all things that are supported and that we've tested with partners and in industry standards testing bodies like the Liberty Alliance testing for SAML 2.0. So you can use it not just with Windows Identity Foundation-based applications, but also with other applications on other platforms that support those interoperable protocols.
Fantastic. Thank you for the fantastic news, Stuart. And now you have heard it. You can go download it and use it in production. And as a part of this wave of announcement on the ID Element, you will also see another couple of videos which show how Microsoft IT used ADFS already in the last 2 years for doing actual business. And you will see the test team talking about how they made sure that ADFS is a world-class product you can use with confidence. Thank you, and at the next episode of the ID Element.